The time is 9 o'clock, and you are listening to your radio station. Community-sponsored, community-supported, non-corporate radio, KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Join us this Friday at 6 p.m. for Bread and Roses, the power of the princess.
Join us as we discuss the princess icon and its power to captivate the imaginations of girls across generations, shaping perceptions of self, womanhood, and destiny. Now a billion-dollar business, what messages are passed down?
We'll also take a humorous and analytical look at this country's own princess icon, Miss America.
That's this Friday at 6 p.m. on KBOO.
I want to be princess.
Hey, that's my crown.
No, it's mine.
KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information, in the book, on CD-ROM, or online at dexonline.com.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
Well, good evening to you all. And it is a beautiful evening out there. We're just a few days away from the full moon. And it's going to be a gorgeous one. Hope you had your Beltane bonfires lit and your prayers and incantations in order, and that all was well for your Beltane celebration. My name is Jewel, and you are listening now to the Celtic Hour here on your radio station, community-owned KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. It's my pleasure to be here every Monday night at 9 o'clock and share the music and the politics of Ireland and the rest of the world. Today, we'll be talking about the hunger strikers, the 25th year anniversary of Bobby Sands' death on May 5th in 1981. After, I think it was something like 60 some odd days on hunger strike, 81 days, excuse me, 66 days, sorry. He passed away. He was on hunger strike because these people did not believe that they were just ordinary common criminals. They believed that Ireland had a right to self-determination, all of Ireland, especially in the north, and that the people that were being ruled under the English government were actually oppressed, and that that needed to change. Because of their views, many of them were incarcerated without trial and without proof that they had ever committed crimes, and simply held. In fact, you could call May's prison of today the Guantanamo Bay of yesterday, which is a sad state of events when you think. I really honestly thought that a lot of things would change between the first time this came to my attention as a younger person till now. I honestly did not think that 25 years after the event that I would be talking about this today, 25 years later. So what we'll do is we'll listen to a few tunes, give you a brief history, and then let the songs speak for themselves. I did have a book of Bobby Sands that I was going to bring and read excerpts from, and doggone it, if the house didn't eat it, I can't seem to locate it. So hopefully, if I can find it in time, we'll do it on Memorial Day and read some of his poetry for you at that point in time. There is so much going on, as you may have heard, but we'll get to that in just a few minutes. One thing that we did want to mention for sure, and that is that the Portland K-League Society is celebrating the end of their 25th year. This is the end of the season coming up. And it is their 25th year. And this next Friday will be the end of the K-Leagues until September. Oh, no, no, no. And hopefully you will get yourself down and do some jigs and reels and enjoy yourself at the PPAA Hall across from the Melody Ballroom on Friday, May 19th. That will be from 8 p.m. to 12:30 in the morning. The band is the Alberta Street Kaylee Band, featuring Mike Beglin and Nancy Conescu. It's going to be a great time. It'll be a wonderful way to end the season, but do not despair. You still have places to dance. There's the first Friday, Kaylee, over in Vancouver. There is the first Saturday, Kaylee, out in Sherwood. I mean, there are so many places that you can go and dance, and you can always take lessons from the folks around town. And you can find out more information about all this Kaylee business by going to www.kaylee.wizardisland.org. And that will give you more information. But I think what we'll do right now is listen to a few tunes. We can get the CD player to cooperate here. There it goes. As we slip quietly into twilight, we'll listen to a tune or two from a lovely little CD called Celtic Planet, and then give you a little information about the Irish hunger strikers and what it meant to Ireland and what it means to the rest of the world. There are people on hunger strike even as we speak in nations all across the world. And so what we're going to do is listen to a couple of tunes, and then we'll come back with some more about this important event in history and other events coming up.
Thank you. And that is a wonderful little collection there called Celtic Planet. It's sort of like a little starter, a startup of Celtic music, if you're not that familiar with it. It's a nice way to get some introduction to this wonderful, wonderful music. Well, May is a very important month on the Celtic calendar, not only with the festival of Beltane and the beginning of summer, but it also houses some of the most difficult parts of Irish history, most notably when many of the leaders of the 1916 rebellion were executed, imprisoned and executed, and also the modern day freedom fighters for Irish rights and recognition also died during this month. Most notably in the years past, on the 3rd of May in 1916, Thomas Clark, P.H. Pierce, and Thomas McDonough, Irish patriots, were executed in Kilmainham Jail, Dublin. On the 4th in 1916, Willie Pierce, Edward Daly, Joseph Plunkett, and Micheál O'Hanrahan were executed in Kilmainham Jail in Dublin. In 1916, on the 5th, John McBride, Irish patriot, executed in Kilmainham Jail, Dublin. On the 8th of May in 1916, Michael Mallon, Eamon Kent, Con Colbert, and Sean Euston, executed in Kilmainham Jail, Dublin. Thomas Kent, on the 9th, in 1916, executed in Cork City Jail. James Connolly and Sean McDermott, executed in Kilmainham Jail, Dublin, on the 12th. Now, these men led an uprising in 1916 that could have changed the course of history, and did, to a certain extent, in that they were all instrumental in bringing the idea of home rule to the six occupied counties of Northern Ireland. You've heard the saying, 26 plus 6 equals 1. That means the 26 free counties of the southern part of Ireland combined with the six occupied counties of the north of Ireland equal one country. And taking up that cause in 1981 were very, very, very brave people who literally put their lives on the line to resist what they thought and felt in their hearts was cruel and unjust treatment at the hands of the British Crown. Most notably among these men were Bobby Sands, who died on the 5th of May. Patsy O'Hara, on the 21st of May. Raymond McCreesh, on the 21st of May. And let me just start this over a little bit here, because I think it's important that you understand how these men died. Bobby Sands died on the 5th of May after 66 days of starvation. Francis Hughes, the 12th of May after 59 days of starvation. Patsy O'Hara, 21st of May, 61 days of starvation. Raymond McCreesh, 21st of May, 61 days in starvation. Joe McDonnell, the 8th of July, 61 days of starvation. Martin Herson, 13th of July, 46 days of starvation. Kevin Lynch, 1st of August, 71 days of starvation. Kieran Dougherty, 2nd of August, 73 days of starvation. Thomas McElwee, 8th of August, 62 days of starvation. Michael Devine, 20th of August, 60 days of starvation. These men chose this type of nonviolence to draw attention to their cause. Bobby Sands was elected to Parliament while in prison and on hunger strike. These people believed in their cause and believed in what Dr. Martin Luther King said, and that is self-sacrifice and nonviolence. So they did it to their understanding. They sacrificed themselves and starved themselves to death to draw attention to the plight of people that were being snatched in the middle of the night, taken to who knows where, brutally interrogated, and stuck in prison with no charges. These men were never charged. They never went to trial. They simply languished in prison until they died. And I won't go into the gory details, but if you've ever seen pictures of third world countries where people are starving to death, that is what these men look like. They had to be carried out in bed sheets because for some of them they were so dehydrated that their bones came through their skin. Now that is believing in your cause. On May 5th, Bobby Sands died in Longkesh prison camp on the 66th day of his hunger strike. He kept a diary for the first 17 days of his hunger strike. The last words in his diary were, "They won't break me because the desire for freedom and the freedom of the Irish people is in my heart. The day will dawn when all people of Ireland will have the desire for freedom to show. And it is then that we will see the rising of the moon."
Now, Irish men, I pray attend and listen to these words I tell. For I sing no lay from a bygone day, but of brave young lads we all knew well. Young lads that die, that freedom's light might shine so bright across the land. For no braver men has Ireland seen than O'Hara, Hughes, and the Cretan sands. Young Irish men in Ulster born, deprived of freedom, work and hope, oppressed by ruthless racist laws that grind men down beneath the yoke. And when the bloodhounds came at night to terror strike across the land, with their tanks and guns shot poor men's sons, O'Hara, Hughes, McCretan sands. And in the hell of the H-block cell, where tyrants strive to break men's wills, and boots and bars leave lifelong scars, these brave men's spirits ne'er did yield. The words of Christ then came to mind, who would give up his life for his fellow man? And the volunteers, without dread or fear, were O'Hara, Hughes, McCreesh, and Sands. For 60 days these men they lay under Margaret Thatcher's tyranny, and British churchmen came to say that no clergymen their souls could free. But far and wide, with tears and pride, their story was told in distant lands. So your voices raise, and we'll sing in praise of O'Hara, Hughes, McCreesh, and Sands. Now brave men die, and slick men lie, and weak men turn their heads away. But short is the hour of those in power who truth and the rights of man betray. For the fight will go on and will not be done while man is unfree in this fair land. And in freedom's days, we will sing in praise of O'Hara, Hughes, McCreesh, and Sands.
great traditions in Ireland is, well, the sort of all-encompassing tradition of the verbal arts, song and storytelling and poetry. And we're very privileged here tonight to have as a surprise guest one of our great poets in this country. I've known this man in many different capacities, and some of you perhaps know him in a capacity that I never did because I wasn't in the country at the time, that the Camden 28 trial was going on. And this man I'm going to introduce was one of the Camden 28, and indeed was one of the prime defenders of the Camden 28 in their successful quest to do their part to end the ignominy of the Vietnam War and what it did to this country. And he is a pastor in Camden, New Jersey, runs a wonderful, compelling ministry there, which is geared not only to ritual and to the affirmation of the Catholic faith, but geared to social justice and all that that entails. He's involved in the Camden Low Income Housing Project and in countless other initiatives that improve the quality of life in one of the most neglected cities in the East Coast. He's also a poet of great stature. And I'd like to introduce now Father Michael Doyle.
I think this will be a pretty dull fare after the dancing and the wonderful music. But just think of it this way, it could be a sermon. The first poem that I'm going to read for you is one that I wrote to pay tribute to the mothers of the hunger strikers. And I thought of that once after meeting the mother of Bobby Sands and Patsy O'Hara, and I was awed by the sacrifice, and I tried to pay tribute to it. It's called The Hunger Striker's Mother. With brimming breasts of limestone milk, she sang her feeding song. The little wain that nudged for more now twists in hunger's pain. Rocked and fed, his body grew. She watched for every need, now waits to wake that body die. Her instincts scream to feed. Every ounce of flesh she owns, every bone and breath and nerve, she consecrates to food for him. Herself she carves and serves. His bones are limp in a string of skin. Her worn womb remakes him whole. Her spirit milk gives him strength and puts the sinews in his soul. O mother of that awful ache, more tears than Deirdre cry, you watch the son that fed your breast starve till death and die. And yet you did not turn your head away or the labor pains despise, for Ireland breaks her water now and a nation comes alive.
A great crowd had gathered outside of Kilmainham, their heads all uncovered, they knelt to the ground. For inside that grim prison lay a brave Irish soldier, his life for his country about to lay down. He went to his death like a true son of Ireland. The firing party he bravely did face. Then the order rang out, present arms and fire. James Connolly fell into a ready-made grave. The black flag was hoisted, the cruel deed was over, gone away. doing so well. There was many a sad heart in Dublin that morning when they murdered James Connolly, the Irish rebel. God's curse on you, England, you cruel-hearted monster. Your deeds, they would shame all the devils in hell. There are no flowers blooming, but the shamrock is growing on the grave of James Connolly, the Irish rebel. The forecourts at Dublin, the English bombarded, the spirit of freedom they tried hard to quell. But above all the dead rose the cry of surrender. 'Twas the voice of James Connolly, the Irish
My song for you this evening, it's not to make you sad, nor for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern land. But lately I've been thinking and it just won't leave my mind. I'll tell you of two friends in time who were both good friends of mine. Isaac Scott from Baina, he lived just across the fields. Great man for the music and the dancing and the reels. MacDonald came from South Armagh to Port Young Agnes Fair. And we'd often meet on the Ryan Road and laughter filled the air. There were roses, roses, there were roses. And the tears of the people ran together. Now Isaac, he was Protestant and Sean was Catholic born, but it never made a difference for the friendship, it was strong. And sometimes in the evening when we heard the sound of drums, we said it won't divide us, we always will be one. For the ground our fathers plowed in, the soil it is the same, and the places where we say our prayers have just got different names. We talked about the friends who died, we hope there be no more. As little then we realized the tragedy in store. There were roses, roses, there were. And the tears of the people ran together. It was on a Sunday morning when the awful news came round. Another killing had been done just outside Camlet Town. We knew that Isaac danced up there, we knew he liked the band. But when we heard that he was dead, we just could not understand. We gathered at the graveside on a cold and rainy day. The minister, he closed his eyes, and for no revenge he prayed. And all of us who knew him from along the Ryan Road bowed our heads and we said a prayer for the resting of his soul. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people. Now fear had filled the countryside, there was fear in every home. Late at night a car came prowling round the Ryan Road. A Catholic would be killed tonight to even up the score. Oh Christ, it's young MacDonald that they've taken from the door. Isaac was my friend, he cried, he begged them with his tears. The centuries of hatred of ears that cannot hear. An eye for an eye, it was all that filled their minds. And another eye for another eye, till everyone is blind. There were roses, roses. There were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. I
once was a pirate greedy and bold, who ravaged for gain and he saved the spoils, till his coffers were bursting with bloodstained gold and millions of captives bore his toils. Then fear took hold of him and he cried, I've gathered enough now, war should cease. And he sent out messengers far and wide to the strong ones only to ask for peace. We are Christian brethren, thus he spake, let's seal a contract never to fight, except against rebels who dare to break the bonds we have made by the victor's right. The strong ones listen and some applaud at the kindly offer and the righteous word, with never a dream of deceit or fraud, he would spike the cannon or break the sword. But others, their elders, listened and smiled at the sudden convert's unctuous style. They watch for the peacemaker's change of way. Even now, while his godly messengers speak, his guns are aflame and his enemies weak. He's stolen the blade of the hands of his foe. He strikes the unarmed a merciless blow. To the ends of the earth his oppression runs, while the rebels are blown from the mouths of his guns. His war tax devours his subjects' food. He taxes their evil, he taxes their good, he taxes their salt and it rots their blood, and leaps on the friendless as on a prey, and slinks tail down from the strong one's way. The Pharisee's cant goes up for peace, but the cries of his victims never cease. The stifled voices of brave men rise from a thousand cells, while his rascal spies are spending their blood money fast and free. And this is the Christian to oversee. A word of love evil, a saint to preach, a holy well-doer come to teach, a prophet to tell us that war should cease. This is a pious example of Christian peace.
Yes, indeed. And if you think it's over, just talk to anyone from that part of Ireland and you'd be surprised that how many eyes are still crying the tears for freedom. That was Sean Tyrrell from his CD Cry of a Dreamer. Before that, Robbie O'Connell, Mick Maloney, and Liz Carroll from There Were Roses, wonderful song written by Tom Sands. Before that, we heard the Wolf Tones and James Connolly. Before that, the Hunger Strikers' Mother from the concert for Joe Daugherty, who was deported in 1996 on the 19th of May and still languishes in an English prison to this very day. A couple of things coming up, and then it's time for me to say goodnight. Our friends Four Shillings Short return to Portland. They will be at Produce Row Cafe Thursday, May the 11th. And also, if you have any questions about the music I played tonight or about the Hunger Strikers, email me. My name is Jewel. Email me at CelticHour@AOL.com, and I'll send you the link. You can also Google the Irish Hunger Strikers and get their history and all kinds of information about the struggle for Irish independence that goes on even to this day. And I will leave you with a song from a man who is playing tunes at the Aladdin Theater even as we speak. That shows you my level of dedication. I'd love to be hearing him live, and who knows when he'll come back through, but he seems to like Portland a lot, so I'm really hoping that he makes his way back here again, and that would be Richard Thompson. And so, with that in mind, please email me with your comments and suggestions for the show, and remember this.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Yes, we know, George. A couple of things you should know. While you're claiming not to stand by and watch genocide happen, you were fishing when it happened in New Orleans. And the word is Darfur, not Duffa. sort of like nuclear. Learn to speak it if you're going to represent this nation, would you please? Also, go to globalsecurity.org and find out about the Bush's latest idea for peace in the world. That will be a 700-ton explosion in the Nevada desert on June 2nd, which also happens to be the day that Katrina hit New Orleans. Interesting, eh? June 2nd, Operation Divine Strike, brought to you by this administration. So keep it tuned to KABU for truth on the airways. We are not afraid to speak truth to power. And please stay tuned for Walt Curtis and the Talking Earth. We'll leave you with Richard Thompson and a really good idea. This is Jewel saying, Iyano Yanpa, if you are not outraged, you are not paying attention. Till then, take care of yourselves and take care of one another.
Tumbling down, the walls are gone, but the roof is sound. The landlord's deaf, you can never be found. It's time to ring some changes. Arrest your son if you just stand still. I'll ask you to pose with your hand in the till. I'll ask you to die when you've written your will. It's time to ring some changes. Bread's gone up, so you need more money. The money's gone down, but I'll borrow instead. It's time to ring some changes. Now the politicians, they look so smug. You say tell the truth and they give you a shrug. You might find the truth swept under the rug. It's time to ring some changes. Time to ring some changes. To ring some changes, time to ring some changes, time to ring some changes. Now listen here to the self-made man. He says, why can't you if I can? Can't you push buttons? Can't you make plans? Time to ring some changes. Well, I'm gonna tear this mansion down, getting my feet back on the ground. And if for